My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Guardians are on a 5-game skid. It's not very good. But we do have the Kevin Stefanski show tonight. A little bit of yay boo there, eh? Mary Kay, yay! Guardians on a 5-game skid. Boo. You're not going to help me out with any of this. You're just not going to participate. Thanks a lot.
I just don't appreciate
it. I can't do it by myself.
The canopy conversation has poured into this segment with Contingent Online.
Good. Glad.
I had no idea. Freedom fighters.
Good.
For the trees.
I hope there's people who chain themselves to the trees outside in your yard like they do over at Cal Berkeley outside the football stadium. I hope they start living in your trees. I pray to God. That's what I hope for.
Just don't poison the trees. Can't poison.
Well, no, you don't want to poison the trees, for crying out loud. No one wants to.
But cut college them, football weirdos, man.
And cut them down nicely. You know, it's you do trees just like a dog. Okay, that's what you do. Mary Kay in 20 minutes. Stephen Vogt spoke yesterday. Things are not good for the Gardos right now. They've you blink, and they've lost 5 in a row. Still 16 short of the White Sox, so we still got that going for us.
Do they no longer have the best record in baseball?
They no longer have the best record in baseball. Stephen Vogt, what went wrong in this series? Stephen says,
they're the team that made it to the World Series last year. Sportsman's now, and they're missing one of their best hitters, too. So it's a good team. They played us tough. The walks and the long balls is what got us against them. And against teams like that, it's just on the flip side. When we get walks and hit homers, we're causing damage. And so they played us really well. They beat us. And, you know, it's a really good team.
Been a tough week, Steven. What's happening?
The results, we don't like. But the way we're playing, especially giving ourselves a chance to tie the game, take the lead, I couldn't ask for anything more. I'd be lying if I told you we're all happy right now, but at the same time, like, every team goes through these stretches. And here we are at August 7th, and we're going through it for the first time. It's not the way we're playing, it's the results.
Every time people go ripping them, they start winning baseball games again. They are 5-5 in their last 10.
Yeah, I mean, you'd make the argument they haven't played anywhere near their best baseball for a long time now. We're talking like 2 months, it feels like. And yet they still have this lead in the division. They still have one of the best records in baseball. And what is so interesting is the teams that play them, and I've said this, like, for anyone to take the Guardians serious, just listen to the teams that play them. And what when they played in the series against Philadelphia, when they played the series against Baltimore, I know it was disappointing they lost the last two games of those series, which is why, you know, this losing streak has kind of built up. But, I mean, those series, the Guardians were right in there. They were just as good as those teams.
There's a lot of things I think about them. And, you know, all one I know you pay attention to. I think they're pressing a little bit. You know, the end of the, on Monday night, the end of the game against against Arizona, where you see guys taking hell hacks and real bad at-bats. Josh Naylor had two in the 8th and the 10th, had two really bad at-bats. And Angel Martinez, who a lot of people are excited about, the at-bat he had that would have been bad for a 9U travel baseball team, how bad that at-bat was. Now, obviously, Daniel Schneeman had some professionalism about him. Bo Naylor, I don't know what to do with Bo Naylor. Everybody says he sucks at the plate. Every time I watch him, he tends to get a hit. So maybe I should be watching Bo Naylor every single time he goes up to the plate. I know he's still batting like 206 right now, but he seems to be trying to come out of a funk the best he can. Andrés Giménez, I think he's a curious study. Because going into yesterday, we had, and I know you weren't here, we had Mizell on. And he's talking about him being tentative at the plate. And I know he slid into second base yesterday on what should have been. He should have been able to leg it out over to third on the ground ball hit by Jose Ramirez. I don't think he saw it coming. I tend to give him the benefit of the doubt. But either way, you know, he's being called out to be timid at the plate. I think that that's showing that these guys are pressing a little bit here. I think they know. The rotation is still, you bring up Logan Allen, then you got to send Logan Allen back down. I know that Matt Boyd was scintillating.
Yeah, he was. I was excited to hear that.
So at least you had that going for you. So you're going to have Matt Boyd at some point here, probably very soon. And you asked Zach yesterday, you go, if the playoffs started today, what's your rotation? Well, you got Bibee starting game one, and then there's probably Ben Lively game two. And then I think a lot of people, and Zach didn't say this, I think you're hoping for a rain delay. And you're hoping for, or a postponement, and then you're hoping for Tanner Bibee to go game one. Kind of like what happened with the Yankees in the series against us a couple years ago, where we had the rain delay, quote unquote, and then all of a sudden they're able to start pitchers again. So I think that it's a downer for a lot of folks, because I think that this lineup is pressing a bit. Josh Naylor's trying to swing out of his shoes, but he did hit a home run yesterday. Jose still smooth as silk, got nothing bad to say about Jose. But I think a lot of guys here, Tone, are pressing right now, and that's what kind of concerns me and going, okay, is this a bad week, or are there things to really be concerned about?
Well, you hated how just disjointed that series was to begin with, you know, because of the postponement and what that did. That was unfortunate, especially after you lost the last two against Baltimore. But this coming up, I mean, you have four games at Minnesota, and then they are right there. They are right there. They are waiting for you to make a huge mistake. They are waiting for a tailspin. And they, like you, they didn't do a ton at the deadline. They didn't do anything, really, at the deadline. So this is going to be their opportunity to get right back in this race and to really put the fear of God in us, you know, the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Then you got Chicago, three games back at home. They're around 500, right? Then Milwaukee and New York.
Not the White Sox.
Then you have Milwaukee and New York. So this is not going to be an easy stretch. I know Owen had been updating us periodically on just how difficult the schedule was the rest of the way. These are trying times a little bit. You notice Vogt, every time he talks, he says, we're playing good baseball. We're playing good baseball. Like, he has not hinted at any time that he's scared, that he's nervous, that he had to pull the guys aside, had to do a meeting with the team to try to set them straight. None of that is happening.
Well, you're still up in the division, and you're still 20 games over 500, so let's not hold on too tight.
Right, right. I think that's messaging.
Currently 7th in strength of schedule, by the way. It keeps dropping with every series.
Because you keep playing a series, and it keeps dropping, and it keeps getting a little bit easier. I wish I had the White Sox. Well, I say I wish I had the White Sox. You're 5-5.
They're the one we struggle with the most.
Yeah, in that series. So I do think that, again, they're pressing. I think that right now the starting rotation is taxed. The bullpen is taxed. They had to use all the pitchers they had on Monday, which made it suck even worse that they lost on Monday, because you used so many pitchers. You thought you might have a reprieve because of the storms that came through, because you're going, well, at least the game got postponed and we could get the pitchers. You had to have a traditional doubleheader yesterday. You have another doubleheader coming up tomorrow. You're going to play four games in 3 days. That's going to put a lot of stress on your bullpen. That's going to put a lot of stress on your starting rotation, because really your starting rotation, you're still trying to get this thing figured out. The best thing you have pitching for you right now, your bullpen's still been solid overall. The best thing you got going for you right now is Emmanuel Clase, but I got to be able to get to Emmanuel Clase. So this series, even though it's a short weekend series, I think there's been some people, and this is the problem with all this, is that I'm trying to hold people who were critical at the deadline and critical of the moves that they didn't make. Now, you go right on ahead and be critical if you feel it in your heart. But I still have to say, what moves could they have made that they were going to be able to get? If you want to talk Randy Arozarena, we can talk Randy Arozarena. Jazz Chisholm, were they really going to be able to get Jazz Chisholm, or did the Yankees just have more to give? We've been over this
before.
But
here's what I don't
want
to hear.
Last week,
I told you this yesterday on the phone. What I am not looking forward to, but I know it's human nature, and it's probably something that I've done over the years. When
I'm sure we have.
When the team that I wanted to make a move didn't make a move, and so I'd stew the rest of the year, and when they don't win the Super Bowl or the World Series or the NBA Championship, I go, hey, they should have made a move. You know, the reality is that those guys in that clubhouse, like, they were stoked about the small moves that were made. They were thrilled. Unless they were all just lying. Like, they went out of their way in some of those press conferences or media scrums. They went out of their way to talk about what that did to the clubhouse. And if all we're going to do the rest of the year is attribute every loss to, well, they didn't make a big enough move, then I can't do that. I don't have the energy.
The biggest names didn't get traded, just like you said last week. And you were flippant to people last week. And Thursday, Friday ended up going your way.
But you know the detractors will just say, well, you should have upped the offer. You should have just given more. Just keep giving more. It's always easy to say that when you're not involved in those discussions.
Yeah, but then it puts me even more pressure on this season, because if you don't win this season, then you have nothing left in the kitty for the later.
Well, that's a double whammy. Overextend yourself.
Yes, are you willing to make that type of move to then have to later on have to bomb this thing out to the point where I can't imagine you'd ever be the White Sox, for crying out loud, but you could be the Rockies at some point.
Well, they're always guarding against that, too.
They're a 40-win team that somehow took a series against us, but you get what I'm saying? Like, you're guarding against that. So they have a tough job because guys, this has been proven. Winning baseball here still draws irks from people about why the stadium's not filled up all the time. Attendance has certainly been better this year.
Yeah,
no doubt about
better.
It. And it was even good last year. But you know damn well this team cannot afford to have a 40 win at this time, like a rocky season going on right now. Or A's are a different animal. I can't throw them. Miami in there. You know they can't afford to do that at the box office. They can't do it. Even if they won a World Series. Say they won a World Series this year. They went all in. And I know we're talking about old things that we don't want to talk about here, but if they won a World Series this year, if in 3 years that they had the record that the Colorado Rockies do right now, 42-73,
the place would be empty.
And then you're paying the freight on that. You can't afford it. Anthony in Cleveland Heights, you're first up on the Fan. Go ahead.
You know what I find interesting? By the way, a Guardians fan first here.
Yeah.
But what I find interesting here, going back to some of your previous conversations here with regard to the Guardians and Browns and something Anthony Lima said last week, that it doesn't appear, when the Guardians were playing well, you know, there was a segment of the fan base that doesn't appear to accept any explanation at all. Like, they are dead set, maybe because of the name change or the Dolans are cheap. They refuse to accept good play from them when it's happening, no matter what. On the same token, the part of the fan base appears to not want to hear bad news about the Browns, no matter what. They want constant reaffirmation, no matter how bad the news may be coming out of Berea and the Browns organization. So it's very odd to me, because from my perspective, I started the season thinking and telling my friends, I was thinking 87, 88 wins and maybe a wild card.
It's exactly what we were talking about before the season started.
So I have, when they were on pace to win 107 games or whatever it happened to be at the apex of the season this year, you know, I was telling these fellow fans of mine, they are not a 100 team win. They are just not a 100 to win team. Don't expect it. I said 92 is still my goal. And if they get to 92, I'm going to be ecstatic. And that is, including the fact that Bieber is not even pitching.
Thank you, Anthony.
They are on pace for 95 wins still.
All right, I got more about that. Remind me about that later on. Because I think, again, this is more where they're coming back down to earth a little bit. But coming back down to earth is still a team that can win this division. Mary Kay joining us right now. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, say hello to the guys who are working to get our power back, who are listening right now in Lakewood from Chicago, Illinois. Tell them hi, Mary Kay.
Hello, guys. Enjoy Lakewood once things settle down here, my little hometown.
Will there be a time here, Mary Kay, where you tell them to enjoy the brand new stadium and accommodations in Brook Park? Will that be sooner or later?
You know, I was thinking about this a little bit today in that I don't know that the Haslams and Dave Jenkins would put out a letter like that extolling the virtues of the Dome Stadium if they weren't going to go that route. I know that they stopped short of saying that that is what they want, but would they kind of tout that over the renovation and really try to explain in that letter why it's transformational, why it's better for everyone, if that is not the way that they really wanted to go? I don't know. I just have a hard time believing that that's how that would go.
Overall, Mary Kay, what did you think of how those renderings looked? Nice, shiny object that, you know, had a lot of people excited yesterday. And, of course, as always, on the internet, you're going to find detractors. And there were plenty of other people that did not like the design. What did you think?
Well, let me first say that I still talk to plenty of people whose hearts would be broken if the stadium is not on the lakefront, is not in downtown Cleveland. And, of course, we still don't know if it's not going to be down there yet. So that is still obviously to be determined, although we think we know what they really want and what they're going to announce at some point. But as far as the renderings and as far as the new facility, it certainly is spectacular. It really is. I mean, I've also seen the renderings for the renovation, which are absolutely phenomenal as well. But just in terms of the Brook Park facility, it certainly would be something I think that fans could be proud of and get excited about. But I still know a lot of people that would be very sad if it's not down on the lakefront.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Are the Browns officially out on Brandon Ayuk?
Let's not ever say never until it's over. Until he has signed a contract with the 49ers or has been traded somewhere else, I don't know that we can say that they are officially out on him. Remember, they were officially out on Deshaun Watson at one point, and then they weren't. And I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but until it's over, it's not really over yet. So I would say, you know, we'll just have to keep monitoring it for a bit.
Is this a trade that would involve Amari Cooper, to your understanding? Because I've heard conflicting reports that, yes, it would involve Amari. No, it wouldn't involve Amari. What do you know?
Well, I'm sure the Browns would not want to part with Amari, but the 49ers want Amari Cooper. That is a big reason why they want to deal with the Cleveland Browns. So I would think that a trade would possibly involve Amari or would involve Amari somehow. But as this goes on, I'm not really sure. I don't really know for sure if the Browns would be willing to do that, but I know that that is one of the things that makes them attractive to the 49ers. You could plug Amari in there and just get back down to the business of trying to get back to the Super Bowl and win it this time.
Mary Kay, we expect well-paid, multi-millionaire athletes to just roll with the punches in professional sports. We always assume that if we had that much money, we wouldn't care where we lived. We wouldn't care what kind of rumors we would be subjected to. But in your discussions with players over the years, does it tend to be a distraction? Does it tend to be something that they say down the road was a reason they didn't maybe play?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As well as they wanted, because plenty of Browns players over the last 48 hours have been mentioned in a potential Ayuk trade.
Well, it's just one of those things where you have to understand that it is a business. Amari had to do what he had to do to make sure that he got the contract restructuring, which was to skip all of OTAs and to skip mandatory minicamp, for which he was fined over $100,000. So he had to do what he had to do there, and I think he understands that this is a business and the Browns have to do what they have to do. Again, we don't know for 100% sure if they have even offered Amari Cooper in these trade talks. It seems like that's what would have made sense to make sure the 49ers would take the deal, but maybe not. And if it's not the case, then they probably won't have too hard of a time mending the fences. But sure, these guys are human, and they are going to worry about their futures. They're going to worry about and be concerned about, you know, what happens next. So we'll see. I think Amari is such a professional that once this blows over and dies down, if it does, that he would just get back down to the business of playing great football.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So we heard reports on Tuesday that Deshaun Watson wasn't having the best day at practice. And immediately people got in the mentions and go, that's not right, Ken. Miles Garrett was getting in his face. Because, you know, we have people who want to attack Deshaun Watson. We have people who want to defend Deshaun Watson. You were there. Was it more that Deshaun struggled, or was Miles Garrett wreaking havoc in the Browns' backfield?
Well, Miles was wreaking some havoc. Yes, that has a lot to do with it. And I think that's going to be really, really good for Deshaun. He will be so battle-tested by the time he gets to the opener and has to face Micah Parsons and have to throw it somewhere where Jerron Bland isn't going to intercept it. I think that going against this Browns number one defense for the next 4 weeks is really going to help him a lot. And Miles has not been practicing that much. So that was Miles' first crack at team drills. And so he's got a lot of energy. He's got fresh legs, and he's ready to roll. And I think that's going to be good for Deshaun. So it was a little bit of everything, I guess. But Deshaun knows where the bar is set. You've got to be able to operate and function with a Miles Garrett coming at you.
You know, it's one thing for the fans to start propping up names that the casual fan may not have heard of in training camp. They've done that every single year in every single football town. I always listen to what the coaches say and how they say it. when it comes to which players might be poised for a huge breakout year. Mary Kay, you have those conversations with coaches, both in front of the cameras and the microphones and behind the scenes. Who are they really genuinely excited about so far?
Well, I think there's one player that they're genuinely excited about that they're talking about in front of the cameras and everywhere else, and that is Cedric Tillman. You've heard his name just mentioned every single day, but he looks that good in practice right now. Of course, you have to look at...
Mary Kay, I wrote his name down. I'm hearing Mary Kay, I swear to you. You ready for this? I was getting reports, Kenny, he's running the entire tree. And I go, wait a minute, is he running the entire tree at the right time? And they go, yes. I go, he's going to every branch when he's supposed to. They go, yes, he looks magnificent this season.
And not the trees on the west side that have forced a lot of angry people out of power. We're not talking about those trees. We're talking about a real route tree, Mary Kay.
Clean up your comments.
Real route tree.
Let Mary Kay answer the question.
Cedric Tillman.
Mary Kay, is Cedric Tillman our number one in the future?
Possibly.
Whoa! Let's go! Fixed it!
That feels good.
Let's go. Mary Kay, go ahead.
The thing about Ced is that he learned how to become a professional. He's studying. I talked to even Dorian Thompson Robinson about him, you know, his high school former teammate from Las Vegas the other day, and he was talking about how Chad O'Shea was even sharing with him how impressed he is with all the things that Cedric Tillman has done off the field to become a pro, to study the game, to study film, to understand where he needs to be and when he needs to be there, and to do all of the things off the field just in terms of physically taking care of his body and practicing and all of those kinds of things. And it's really showing up out there on the field. Every time you look up, he's catching another long touchdown pass from Deshaun or Jameis.
Okay, please. You gave us the door. Let's do it,
We're
baby.
Walking through it. You opened it up. Here we go.
I don't need Brandon Ayuk. I don't need to pay him $30 million a year.
Nope.
I don't need a guy who wants to leave a Super Bowl caliber team. To hell them. Let Pittsburgh have them. By the way, Mary Kay, I did get interesting conversations from people. Not to circle right back to the stadium thing, but I'm going to. Where somebody said we can't play Michael Stanley anymore if we go to the new stadium because we would no longer be in the pouring rain. They were serious, and I go, wait a minute. There's no east side of Chicago, and there's no south Detroit, and people sing those songs all the time. Mary Kay, what say you?
Oh, you can always play Michael Stanley in Cleveland. I don't care where you are, inside, outside, in the rain, dry conditions.
You can see the pouring rain because you can see right through with all the windows, with that roof. It's going to be clear. You can see the pouring rain. You can hear it. You can feel it.
Mary Kay Cabin on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jameis Winston, do you believe that he can do the same thing that Joe Flacco did for the Browns last year? Here we go.
Oh, it's hard to say if anybody can match the performance, that sort of almost magical, perfect storm performance that Joe Flacco had last year, where he was able to go 4-1, clinch that playoff spot, and really connect just seamlessly with David Njoku and Amari Cooper and everyone else on the team, really. Jameis looks good, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do against the Packers. He's only going to get about 10 plays, but he looks good in practice. He really does, and who knows if he's even going to get the opportunity to play like Joe had. Mm-hmm. We have no idea. If all goes the way the Browns hope that it does, he's not going to see the field this season. But in the event that he does, I don't know. I mean, he's got the physical tools for sure to do it. It's just a matter of there are a lot of other factors that go into it, including who you're playing, the defenses that you're opposing, the timing of the season, who's healthy around you. So we would have to see how that all goes.
Mary Kay, I'm excited to see Jameis Winston on Saturday. Excited to see Jordan Love as well for the Packers. That was a nice little surprise. Will we see Deshaun Watson in game play against the Vikings or maybe the Seattle Seahawks?
You know, if anything, I would think it would probably be the Seattle Seahawks. I don't think it's going to be the Vikings because they are practicing against them in joint practices for 2 days leading up to that, and usually you use that as your good work for that week, and you don't need to go out and risk those guys in the game. It's an opportunity to see if Dorian or Tyler Huntley is going to be your third quarterback. It's a chance to see how David Bell and Mike Woods and Jamari Thrash look and some of the younger defensive linemen and things like that. So I think Vikings week will be more about those practices. But still, I mean, you're going to be able to gain a lot of information from how Deshaun looks against an opposing defense in those practices.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. We thank you for having fun with us. All the very best to you and yours. We will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I told you, I was getting reports. They were like, Kenny, Cedric Tillman. And I go, what about him? They go, he's running all the right routes now. Big, physical, strong, fast. I go, okay, here
he's
we go.
He's always been those things, right?
What if Andrew
Nobody's
Berry pulled
questioned that.
All right, training camp report. They weren't practicing yesterday, so there's no training camp report to have other than a bit of audio that I want to share for everybody. Also, that Jordan Love is going to play. Jameis Winston is going to play on Saturday. It's your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com. Of course, on the free Odyssey app, where you can hear the game on the Odyssey app if you live within 100 miles of downtown Cleveland, Ohio, which, again, I'm not sure if it's going to go to 100 miles of Brook Park, but we'll see. Probably, I'm sure, but we'll find that out eventually.
I'm going to have the father-in-law's transistor radio operating this weekend to be able to monitor the Browns, since I will not have power. So I will be checking it out
that
way. You
don't know that yet. The Chicago boys are working on it right now. They're listening in the truck. They're up in the cherry picker right now. We're getting reports of boots on the ground and cherry pickers in the air over in Lakewood right now. Now, I know you're over in Bay Village. We'll see how it goes.
I got an education yesterday on those power lines, by the way.
What was it?
I had a firefighter explaining the primary line and then the other lines and where the circuit breakers are and all that good stuff. So if I start cutting down trees, I know exactly what I can deal with.
Better watch yourself there. But that is the. I wanted to play a bit of audio here that goes with training camp, but I want to finish up the training camp report. So go ahead there, Owen. Hit it, babe.
One, Jameis is a gunslinger, and those dudes are fun to watch, especially when the football doesn't count in the preseason. And two, Jameis actually does give you a chance to win this game, which is not something you can say most times when you're going to face off your backup quarterback versus somebody else's starting quarterback. I don't expect a lot from Jordan Love, maybe a couple 7 to 10 plays, but still noteworthy just the same.
All right, now play the close.
Training camp update brought to you by Genesee Brewing Company and Circa Resorts and Casino.
Because this is going to take a lot longer than I anticipated here. I have to defend Nick because it stuck out to everybody that he said a chance to win the game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And immediately Keith's antenna went up and your antenna went up and you got, Nick said something stupid. And I'm going, okay, maybe the Jameis to win the game isn't necessarily what I would say. But yeah, I know what Keith wanted to do, and I'm going to beat him to the punch about, Ken, you said preseason matters. You said it matters. And I said, yeah, I said it then, and I mean it now. I meant it then. I mean it now. I will always say, there's a reason why, if nothing in the preseason mattered, then why would they ever practice? Why have joint practices? You know, they're supposed to compete in everything. That's what it's supposed to be said. Compete in everything. Now, I think the Browns are at a different place than where they were back when we originally had this argument so many years ago, because they were trying to just teach themselves how to win a football game, because you had a lot of guys who had never won at the NFL level before. And they knew that guys weren't stupid. They went in kind of knowing that they weren't supposed to win a lot of games now. You have a team like Kansas City. Kansas City is already installing things to get ready for Lamar Jackson and their opening game. Like, they're already using it. Preseason to them, I don't know if it matters, but you still want guys to compete. This is why I roll my eyes and say to some of you guys, you're never going to get it. To you, to Keith, I don't even know to Nick. I really don't even know. I'm defending him here because I was accused of putting this idea in his head or whatever by the marble mouth of Crawford County. It's that if you're teaching anybody to do anything in competitive sports, you teach them to compete. Whether they're highly paid professionals at the zenith of their game like Patrick Mahomes, or they're just starting out of the NFL and they're Mr. Irrelevant. You teach them to compete. It should not be that hard, Anthony. But you guys all make it hard on yourselves. This is the one thing. Guys, you've told me I'm wrong about a lot of different things, and I've come around on it, and I've said, you know what? You guys are right. I have no problem admitting I'm wrong. This, I'm not wrong about. I'm not wrong about. Any coach will tell you, you teach them how to compete. If it mattered to go all out, win the game, yeah, you'd have your ones out there, and you'd be playing them all. It'd be the regular season. But you still want to teach them to compete. Now, I don't know about winning the game against... If Jameis Winston plays 10 plays against Green Bay, I don't know if that's really going to help. But
will he get credit for the win if they pull it out?
Well, he was the starting quarterback. Yeah. Didn't Deshaun Watson get the credit for the win against Indianapolis?
The Indy win, yes.
Okay.
I remember all those big plays.
So he started it there. You have no interest in having this conversation,
well,
but I decided to beat you to the punch because I knew that Keith was trying to stoke the fire on you.
Are you basically
guys.
Trying to tell me that preseason wins matter?
I think
Here, we'll just let
Ken
say it.
No, don't play it. I'm going to talk over it.
Oh, God, I hate it. For the morale of the fan base, even though some people think I'm shouting into the wind.
Tell me when it's over. I turn my
head. Yes, 4-0 matters. You've got to teach them to win. You got to teach them to get that feeling. Where hopefully, yes, we will become a team where this becomes old hat. But it absolutely means something now. I have a great feeling about where this team is headed.
Yeah, I stand by it. I stand by it.
You just meant 7 years later.
Yeah. No, I meant 7 years ago. It doesn't matter for the Browns now. The Browns have bigger fish to fry. The Browns were trying to win every single regular, any modicum of a regular season game possible. They needed to learn how to win.
They
need to taste winning. They needed to taste winning in any way they possibly could. It mattered to that team. And then they didn't. Because they were
full off those preseason wins.
No, that's not the case.
Did they win too much? That is the question. Did they get high on their own assets?
I ask myself that every day.
Okay, don't be putting Carlos Dansby's words in here, okay? He's too good a football player. Too good a man.
Has he been inducted into our Hall of Fame?
Make your jokes. Go ahead and make your jokes.
Not at this stadium.
Make your jokes.
At the new stadium.
Maybe at the Brook Park Stadium.
Yeah, make your jokes. I know I'm right, and I know the football coaches out there who are probably not listening because they're getting ready for their football season. I know I'm right. I don't need to prove anything to you
I think coaches know.
Or certainly not to Mitch, even though he hasn't thrown his lot in on any of this. And I certainly don't have anything to prove to the marble mouth of Crawford County. You guys can sit there and think I'm wrong while every single football coach imaginable says I'm right. Okay, whatever.
I just think coaches know they can discern the stuff that matters from the preseason and which ones don't. They can tell the players who are not taking it seriously, and those players, if they're on the fringes, they'll get cut. So, yes, I do understand what you're saying from a coaching perspective and those assistants. They're going to be monitoring not only who competes, because I think a lot of that is just expected. You know, that's part of the deal. You're fighting for jobs.
Okay.
But they can also tell what matters with the ones. They will see who's truly competing out there and who is making a difference when your defense is going up against Jordan Love, whether it's your second team defense or whatever. Do we have a beat on how many of the starters on defense are going to play?
Well, it probably won't be Myles Garrett, I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect that too. It would be cool to watch.
There might be a couple of starters on defense, but I'm not sure how many.
I always wondered that too. Do you think there's a chance that once the call was for Jordan Love to play, I do think preseason teams do talk, their coaches do talk. You know, especially
Stefanski said as much 2 days ago.
I haven't had any power. I haven't been able to hear any of that. So if that is the case, then is that, hey, we're going to play Jordan Love. Any chance we could see your first team defense for a handful of snaps at least? Just to give us a simulation, more than a simulation of what that's going to be like?
They would probably do that next week against Minnesota.
Yes.
With J.J. McCarthy.
In the joint practices,
yes. That's when they would do that. So, I'd love to see Deshaun Watson in the preseason just to give him some live reps, but I can wish in one hand, and I've said that term already today, so I'm not going to do it again. In fact, I use it as a tease to talk about Jim Harbaugh coming up at 9:20. But damn it, I knew, and let me give you credit. I know that Owen played it and made me feel like a fool, and that's fine. But other than that, I'm kind of glad you guys have not come to my side. I know I'm never going to get to your side, but at least there's some understanding, and at least you guys didn't do what I thought you were going to do, what the Marble Moth of Crawford County was going to try to make you do, which was to sit here and ridicule me and make fun of me for that opinion 7 years ago, which, again, plenty of football coaches around this country who listen to this show know I'm right, and they agree with me.
Did that win the Bad Take Tournament or no?
No.
No, that one didn't win that year.
What the hell won that year?
Must
have been a tough year.
That was the year he put the names next to the takes.
Yeah.
And you won.
And you won just because people hated you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do people still hate me?
That's old Lima. New Lima, they also hate.
New Lima wishes that the power has continued to go out so he has an excuse to not do his job.
That's true. That is very true. See you in 2 weeks. Hey, Chicago boys in the buckets. Take your time.
Lima's going to show up. Hey, you guys want some donuts? Take your time.
Talk about cherry
picking. Take your time.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.